feel like coming into the new year, I've just been seeing things in dreams and in my quiet times a lot more clearly than I have the horse. I sense of just a moving on shift.
Anybody else dreaming more since the new year, or seeing more, or?
Yeah, I think, like Mary, we've discussed this actually. We both found that the images have been much clearer. Mm-hmm. I think certainly when she did it, when the water was rising in the room, like, it was like very clear. It was like photographic. So for me, that's quite unusual to be that clear, apart from very pivotal moments. I think the other thing is God's been good with me and my clients. I think that I seem to be making progress, and other people seem to have problems. But I said to get on well with my clients, like, it's great, considering some of the issues, and it seemed to be, it's really strange, because even the dog's being obedient, your clients are the dog, and it's quite a big dog, and it suddenly comes to my side and does what it's told, which apparently doesn't happen to other people. So, yeah, so I think God's in everything, so I met the most of these moments. Hand over to Andy.
Yeah, just a quick thing. Alric's speaking next Sunday. But also the fact is, I was coming this morning and I felt prompted to bring the camera this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, why am I taking the camera? I've just found out, because I've told Sharon to go for testimonies, because the card in the recorder was full. The camera had a card. So I just swap them over and get them accepted. I just think, okay, Lord, that's why the camera's here. It's for the car, not for that to be camera. So, yeah, so that's just a small testament. Just listen to the Holy Spirit and go with His promptings. It works.
Yeah. I've just got a little testimony.
See, so you just get the flow.
I had a prophetic word from a lady in Australia who was praying for me when I first came to Bournemouth. About 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was King Arthur's sword in the stone. And it was like, in the word, I was trying to pull this sword out of the stone. And it didn't budge. You know, as you probably know the story of King Arthur. And then the end of, it was a dream actually that she had. And the end of the dream, there came a time where the anvil just tilted upwards, and then it was, you could just pull it out with ease. And Jane had a dream this week, exactly the same dream, of this sword in the stone. And I'm sensing that we've come a full circle here, really. And that's how prophecy works sometimes, is that God gives you a word for a season. And just to let you know that if things are difficult, it doesn't mean that He's left you. It just means there's a timing on things, you know. And just an encouraging dream, really, to say that actually this season there have been some tough things in the last 5 or 6 years, and trying to make things happen. And why aren't things happening the way they used to happen? And all of that kind of stuff. It's just a word of encouragement, really, that the Lord is on the move, mm-hmm. and that the timing is coming to pass now.
Yeah. I wasn't feeling very well on... Well, it started, like, Thursday night. I woke up in the middle of the night, and I was a bit scared to go back to sleep, so I didn't go back to sleep. So I rang up work saying, I can work from home. I'm not, you know, can't really do the office, but I can work from home. And then, like, half an hour later, I was like, I can't work from home. So I rang up and I had a really important home visit to do. And apparently the lady had been on the phone, wasn't happy, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, the lady I spoke to, when I rang up, said, oh, I've just spoken to this lady. And blah, blah, blah. I was like, I don't know what I could do. Like, I can't, you know. I felt like it was the enemy, like, saying, you know, I feel so guilty about this, that, and the other. But... No, I just gave it to the Lord. And then I texted my mum, asked her to pray for me, because she has, like, I feel like the gift of healing. So she said she would, and then she sent me this text, which was, in Jesus' mighty name and all his authority, I come against everything the enemy is trying to put on you in. He is a defeated foe, and I speak God's life and all its fullness over you. Sorry. But within a couple of hours, I was feeling so much better, and I was just so shocked. Even now, I'm like, oh, this is really weird. I'm feeling so much better. So, miracles, really.
When you pray for it, because like Jane's not well. Rihanna and the kids are not well.
Rihanna's not well.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the same as Rihanna's got the norovirus. The whole family.
Yeah.
Why don't a few of you just come forward and we'll just, tell me what, you know, why don't we just do like a rapid fire? You know, we do rapid fire where we do 15 second prayers, literally just targeting what the enemy's assignment is right now. And that his assignment is to break this woman of God, and he won't do it.
Yeah,
he's
right.
Not going to do it because the spirit in her is greater than he that is in the world. He that is in the world. And he is the God of darkness. He does make fear tremble. And then I just declare over you today a breaking off every assignment that has been set against you.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, we take authority over every assignment right now in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
And we break your power, and we say back to sender,
yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen.
Every spirit of infirmity, every spirit of fear, we bind you. We cast you down in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
You are under our feet in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We lift off you, Emma, that cloud of heaviness, that has been encircling you. And we say today you are encircled by the cloud of witnesses. The angel armies of God are all around you. All around you. And I actually have a picture, as you were sharing, a picture of like an oyster shell and this pearl in the middle of the shell, and the storms of life come and the sands are coming in and out of the shell, and actually in the midst of it this beautiful pearl is forming. So God, we just say, Lord, we thank you for this pearl that stands strong in the midst of the storm. Peace to her heart. In Jesus' name, this warrior woman, the delight of your heart, this precious pearl, in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
I think there's something that the Lord's saying this morning, because as Alrix mentioned the sword and stone, and that was being for him in the season. Sharon's had dreams during the week about swords. And the very next morning, Tammy says, oh, I seen you in a dream last night, and the Lord was giving you a sword. And I think the Lord's on something about this new season as we enter 2020. And I really want you to stand this morning, because it was declared over me years ago that I was a giver of swords. That I take old swords, refresh them, and give them back up as new swords, sharp, ready, fit for purpose.
Yeah.
So I really sense this morning, I don't want to move on from this, but I sense this morning that the Lord's in the room, and he wants to give you swords to help you fight some of the stuff that you find yourself in at this season. And as we start 2020, let's take the sword that the Lord gives us, and let's cut off, and let's cut the foxes that are actually attacking and nibbling away at us, trying to weaken us and trying to wear us down. You got a good sword, it'll not come near you. So the Lord's just in this process just right now. If you hold out your hands just before you and just say, Lord, I receive the sword of the Lord. I receive
the sword of the Lord.
I receive what it is you give me for this season. Lord, help me to wield it well.
Help me to wield it well.
And not miss the mark. That we destroy the works of the enemy. And we walk out life. As sons, sons and daughters of the King of Kings.
As sons and daughters of the King of Kings.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you for swords, Lord. Thank you for the strategies. Thank you, Lord, for the battle plans you released to us, even in our sleep. And Father, so we just bless everyone's house, Lord, with the peace of the Father that in this next season there's peace that dwells in your property, that actually encompasses around you and around your whole property. That there's nothing that we're not going to have stories of fridges going wrong, breakdown of computers, boilers, anything like that, Lord, but that our homes are protected because of the presence of the King that walks with us. So, Father, every attempt of the enemy that tries to come against us to steal, to kill, and to destroy, we shut it down today in Jesus' name. And we say, enemy, you have no authority over us as children of the Lord. And that we are secure in the Father, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He's our Lord. He's our God. He's our mighty one. He's our rock. He's our strong tower. He's our fortress. He is the wraparound God that holds us and keeps us in the midst of storms. So, Father, we just say, Lord, that we would have the adoption of the peace that Jesus had. Father, that when he went in the boat, even though the storm was raging around, he knew the peace of the Lord and he was able to sleep. So, Father, the storms can rage, but we, with you, Lord, are held in your arms, held in your hand.
Lord.
We thank you, Lord, that you're such a great, amazing God and that you love us so perfectly in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Maybe
today's
shift in a bit. Earlier on, the Lord brought you to my mind, and I saw a spinning wheel, and I saw the Lord place you in the spinning wheel, and it was like you were just like going round and round and round and round and round and round and round. You were like, oh, what's happening, where am I going, what's going on? And it's like you couldn't see the wood for the trees. It's like you were like just spinning around so fast. It's like God had blocked your vision. But he held you secure in the middle. You were in a safe place, but it's like he held your vision. And what I saw was, I feel like the Lord is saying to you today that I've put you on a spinning wheel to shoot you back out again. I've put you on a wheel so that you wouldn't be harnessed. I've put you on a wheel to shoot you back out. I've put you in something that when the power becomes heavy, that I'm going to launch you out again. And I feel that this season for you, that the Lord has been saying, is a season of transition for you, that you've been in a transition, that actually you're moving into another place of transition, even with your move locally or locationally. And I just saw the Lord, as you begin to move, I saw like Gold Street coming ahead of you. And I really believe God is going to provide for you in a really beautiful way, that it's not going to be difficult for you. That it's going to be like the road that you were traveling. You were in like a horse and cart, right? Like a big old, not a cart, you know, like the Queen's cart, like
carriage.
Yeah. You were in like that and you were traveling along. And as you left here, as you left this location, the road started to turn to gold. And I feel like that doesn't mean the rest of you can go. And it felt like, you know, God knows that this isn't an easy move for you. That this is costing you, it's costing you family here, and you're moving really to not knowing what's going to happen up there. But I just feel that God says that he's got you, and he's the one that's launching you, that actually you're on the right road, and he wants to affirm you today that this is the right thing for you, and that it's his love that takes you forward, so that he can take you through more open doors, so that provision can come for you in a different way. So I just want to bless that in you, and just bless you as you move. Bless you in the transition. Bless you in his favour in it. And God, we just speak your healing over you today.
Yeah.
Lord, we declare it. You said, Lord, whatever we ask in your name, you will do for us. When we ask with the right motive and heart. God, we know that healing is your will. We know that healing is your heart. So God, today we declare your healing over Jane's body.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Your healing
Lord.
Over Emma's body. In Jesus' name. Over Rihanna and the children. In Jesus' name.
Yes,
over my grandchildren. In Jesus' name. Over my mom. In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Anybody else in this room that is struggling with sickness or disease in any form, God, we bind that spirit of infirmity right now,
yes,
the authority
Lord.
That you've given to us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And we cast it down, Lord. In Jesus' name, we
yes,
say,
Lord.
No more.
Amen.
No more. No more. God, we ask you for the divine exchange of your spirit. God, we ask you for a divine exchange of divine health over our families, over our children, over our children's children, over our extended family, God, that you would come and raise up your standard over us in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I really believe that we're stepping into such a Amanda, I see you like doing this. It's like you go and it's like your eyes get wider and wider and wider, and they sparkle and sparkle. And I really believe this is a season where we talk about the 2020 vision, and I believe that God's going to really increase your vision, not just in the natural, but in the spiritual realm, that your eyes are going to be sharpened. I don't know you as a person, but I just feel that God is going to really begin to train you up in how to see from the seated perspective of being seated in heavenly places, that he's going to fashion your gift, the gift that he's given you, and it's going to be used for the healing of people around you. I really feel for you that the Lord says be expectant of me, that when you spend time with me, be expectant to travel with me in the spirit. In your imagination, you know, don't be scared that when you're in that place of the Holy Spirit, that your imagination is a sanctified place, and allow him. People have said to you often, oh, like when you were young, it was just your imagination, or you're just a daydreamer. This is a gift. It's a gift from the Lord, Amanda. Your imagination is a gift of how God communicates with us in the spiritual realm. Your imagination is linked to your spirit. Your spirit is what soars with Jesus, what soars in the heavenlies, is seated in the heavenlies. So he says that he gives us more than we can ever think or imagine, even more than we can imagine. So until we learn how to imagine with God, we'll never get the more. Yeah? So like for you, it's this, you need to allow God to open up your eyes and not be scared of what you see, and learn how to interpret what he's given to you. And so this is a season for you, I believe. It's like your eyes are going to be open. This is a new season for you. 2020 vision in the Lord. It's like you've been on this level, and it's just going to go to this level. But there's so much more. There's so much more. But this is a new season for you in the arena of the prophetic, I believe. Susie, just looking at you, and I just see this huge wave coming over you. This wave, and it's a beautiful wave. It's like a wave you want to be in forever. It's like a wave you want to surf. And I look at you in this wave, and it's like the incredible pleasure that's on your face. It's like you're just like, yes! Ooh! Come on! And I believe this is a season your voice is going to be released in the wave of God's pleasure. I feel that this is a season where he's going to ask you to step out a little bit more, and actually it's the releasing of your voice, because there's so much of the God's treasure in you, there's so much truth in you that the Lord wants to release, and this is a season of the wave of his pleasure over you. This is a pleasure wave. It's not a chastising or rebuking or even encouraging. It's just pleasure. It's his pleasure, you know. So I really feel for you to be expectant of God's pleasure when you encounter him, that it's going to be a joyful thing, that it's going to make you want to go, woo! Not just go, but woo! It's going to release something. It's going to unlock something. Season of unlocking your voice, I believe, in the Lord. Angie, I see two things around you in abundance. I see you surrounded by children, and I see you surrounded by flowers. And I feel like, well, she's not going to have any more children, I would assume. But what I felt the Lord was saying was that he's going to use you in nurturing the young. So I don't necessarily mean the young as in babies, but I mean, like the young in the Lord, I just feel that both of you actually have a lot to bring in the nurturing of the young in the Lord. So that was one thing. I feel that's something you need to just take time and ask him about. But I saw you in that place of nurturing. Also, the flowers, I saw you in a place of creativity, and I feel like this is a season where God is going to just really increase your creativity. I feel like he's going to give you like a fresh wave of ideas that for the house of the Lord, what it looks like, how it's presented, all those different things. I feel like for people's lives, just creativity. So I just saw that around you, just flowers, and flowers are so beautiful, and they smell beautiful, and it creates an atmosphere. And I just feel like for you, the Lord said, this is a season of fresh creativity.
and fresh ability to nurture and to love and to reach out